Texas America, the World, Mark Antos, America, coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcast Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Dalia Wasfi of LiberateThis.com. Dr. Wasfi was born in 1971, spent her early childhood in Saddam Hussein's Iraq until she returned with her family to the U.S. in 1977. She graduated from Swarthmore College in 1993 with a B.A. in biology and from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in 1997. Years later, she visited Iraq on several occasions, including a journey there for 3 months, where she returned to this country in March of 2006. Based upon her experiences, she is speaking out against the negative impact of the U.S. invasion on the Iraqi people and the need to end that occupation. And Dr. Wasfi, before the break, we were talking about what seems to be the political machinations of the Democratic Party on this subject. On the one hand, you've got the Senate passing $124 billion in new military spending directly related to the Iraq situation. On the other hand, they're saying that they want a deadline for American withdrawal by the 1st of October. I think you've pointed out some of the contradictions that are involved in this. What you were saying before the break seems to dovetail with what Chalmers Johnson was talking about on this show a couple of months ago, and that is that when it comes to all of these pieces of legislation and continuing resolutions and sense of the Congress resolutions and so forth and so on, that what we need to be backing, those of us who believe that we must get out of that, there is no alternative to getting out of there, that there needs to be a major change in course in American foreign policy in the Middle East. We are dealing then with defunding and impeachment, serious defunding bills and articles of impeachment as the only two ways to go in this circumstance.
Yeah, I think that that's critical, certainly. And as part of restoring our reputation in the world, that if we, for God's sakes, can we there's a precedent set in Nuremberg, and if we have to hold people accountable for the crimes they've committed. And it tends to be, unfortunately, that Americans care only about the loss of American life, but is 3,300 enough? Is it not enough for taking these people? So we know they lied. We know they lied, and they should be held accountable for the decisions that they made. And everybody, from the chicken hawks who give the illegal orders to the privates who carry them out, everybody is responsible. And it's important to note that we went through this 60 years ago, and at that time it was determined at the Nuremberg trials that the excuse of "I was just following orders" was not good enough. And that so every soldier who deploys today is guilty of the Nuremberg crime against peace. And that's why I strongly support those troops who have the courage to resist. There are thousands upon thousands who have gone AWOL, but there are a handful who have taken a public stand saying, "I'm not going to go kill and be killed for corporate profit." And you can find out more about them at couragetoresist.org. And again, these individuals have tremendous wisdom and maturity to overcome the brainwashing of the military and the lies that have been fed to the American people. But we should stand by them and rally around them because they have indisputable credibility.
Yes, and I'm thinking today, Larry Chin's piece at globalresearch.ca on this Pat Tillman tragedy. And the title of the piece is "Pat Tillman Family and Jessica Lynch Blow Open Bush Administration War Deceit." When we come back, I wanted to ask Dalia Wasfi as to her perception of this Tillman case and whether or not that will do what Larry Chin indicates that it will, which is that piece by piece, the Bush administration's criminal construct is finally being undone. We'll be back. This is Mark Gancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease that we see. When we do a program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea is working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function dead-on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. A million people desperately searching for a fresh start. North American Edu Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. Take back your financial freedom. Call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Antoff from Eric, coming live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. We are joined today by Dr. Dalia Wasfi, who is a graduate of both Swarthmore College with a bachelor's degree in biology and also a 1997 graduate of the University of Pennsylvania Medical School. Her mother is a friend of mine, by the way, up in Delaware. Her mother has been involved with the League of Women Voters up there, along with many, many other things. Mother is an Ashkenazic Jewish person in terms of lineage. Dalia's father is an Iraqi, has created a very, very interesting autobiographical or biographical sketch for Dr. Wasfi in regard to her own involvement in things Middle Eastern as it relates to issues of compassion, issues of concern for humanity, issues that relate to concern that this present American foreign policy in the Middle East is about to spiral into an even bigger mess than it already has. By the way, folks, before we continue talking with Dr. Wasfi, I will draw your attention to this Larry Chin article at globalresearch.ca. That's Dr. Michael Chasadovsky's website. Chin's piece is entitled Hat Tillman Family, Jessica Lynch Blow Open Bush Administration War Deceit. There's a sentence in this article by Chin that leaps out at me, because Chuck Carlson of Weasel These Truths, which you can find at WHTT.org, Chuck, of course, is a Christian who has the anti-Christian Zionist perspective. Chuck has been speaking out against John Hagee of Cornerstone Church in San Diego, and Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and others who have been perpetrating the falsehood of Christian Zionism. But you may remember that Chuck Carlson had an op-ed piece not long ago at WeHoldTheseTruths.org, which intimated the possibility that maybe Pat Tillman's death was not simply a question of friendly fire, but maybe Tillman was murdered. Now, at one level, that seems like a pretty extreme thing to suggest, but Chuck Carlson, I think, is a responsible source, folks, a very responsible force on these matters. And Larry Chin today at Global Research says as following, the violation of Tillman
will be even more grotesque and appalling if investigations determine that Tillman's disapproval of the war contributed in any way to his death. And now there's an AP report from Scott Lindlaw of the Associated Press indicating that there is a question about drone footage. Was there an overhead drone that filmed the killing of Pat Tillman, an overhead American drone? If there was, then we would be in a position, presumably, to get the film footage to see exactly what happened. This drone was equipped with a video camera in its nose. It had been flown by CIA over Afghanistan in search of Osama bin Laden for several years. After September the 11th, the little plane also was out for missiles and used to kill al-Qaeda leaders. An Air Force commando attached to Tillman's Army Ranger platoon has testified that as the incident unfolded, he heard the unmanned reconnaissance plane's distinctive propeller buzz overhead. It's a Predator drone that allegedly was flying overhead as Pat Tillman was meeting the end of his life. If we can find that film, or if the National Security Establishment will find it for us, what will it show? This is from the Associated Press, folks. This isn't from Mark Gankoff here. This is from Scott Lindlaw of the Associated Press, dated 4/23/2007. And on top of what Chuck Carlson has already written in his op-ed piece for WHTT.org, and on top of what Larry Chin is now suggesting at globalresearch.ca, it's going to be very, very fascinating to follow this Tillman case in the days ahead. Dr. Wasfi, without asking you to comment on whether or not this Tillman thing could even have been deliberate murder, let's just assume for a moment that it was friendly fire, but that you had an incredibly false spin of that friendly fire incident that transpired. Is this not an indication, as more people find out about this, because of the international coverage of it, that the Bush administration spin, the spin of Cheney and the neocons, the spin of the Israeli government, the spin of the project for a new American center in regard to this war, is just that the wheels are just falling off of it?
I hope so. This is from the questions about the Tillman case to the NSA spying issue to the attorney firings that Gonzalez was in charge of to the Wolfowitz issue to the Valerie Plame affair to the lies that got us into this war. I mean, it's one thing after another. And but that's the issue, is that certainly anything is possible when you're dealing with people who have a history of lying to us. There's reason to doubt what they're telling us on all aspects, pretty much whatever comes out of their mouth, on the domestic issues, on foreign policy issues, and where we're headed right now. So absolutely, there's a reason to have doubt.
Yes, and as I look at this as a member of the American right, the old American right, it's fascinating to me to see the extent to which the mainstream corporate American right's support of this war and support of Bush is exposing not only the fundamental philosophical bankruptcy of these folks, but the fact that they are in contradiction to what the old American right used to stand and what, of course, the remaining portion of the old American right still stands for, which is a mistrust of central authority, which is a desire to have a government where our mistrust of centralized authority is expressed in terms of the checks and balances of the Constitution. And, of course, the American right historically, prior to World War II, had an extreme suspicion intervention in the affairs of foreign countries, an extreme suspicion of entangling alliances with foreign powers, to use George Washington's phrase in his farewell address. Now see the mainstream American right, the Bill Buckleys at National Review, the folks at Human Events, certainly the guys at Fox News, just absolutely love George Bush and Dick Cheney and seem to absolutely love this war in the Middle East. Is this not a situation where we could see a great civil war taking place, not only among the American people on this, but where there's a great division that's in the process of occurring on both the American right and the American left when it comes to this conflict and as it relates to Zionism, and where the anti-Zionist, anti-war factions on both the American right and left might coalesce in terms of a formal alliance with one another, at least on this subject?
Well, anything's possible.
I see Pat Cannon and Ron Paul out there and some of the guys that write for the American Conservative I think of Dr. Richard Cummings has been saying on this at lourockwell.com, and some of the other libertarian folks have been saying on this subject. And to me, I am struck with the fact that when I read Paul and Buchanan on the right, just as two examples, and then look at some of their counterparts on the left, like Dennis Kucinich, for example, there's a lot of commonality there, and I'm just wondering if that commonality at some point is going to result in a wider, more practically oriented political alliance. I mean, I wonder.
I mean, certainly that's the hope that these, because there's many different issues now where people are frustrated with the administration, that if there is more unity among, if there were a coalition of the willing, if you will, to try to change the policy that's currently in place, I think that's absolutely what might be in the works. The question is, like, how strong does the hold of the current dynasty? How strong is that hold today? And is there enough strength in the opposition to overcome? And the people ask me what is my hope in that? And I have to be naive about it and think that anything is possible and major change can happen at any time, because I've seen what. Even on a very, very minor scale for 3 months in southern Iraq, the reality of our policies is just unbelievably difficult to live with. And having been there and knowing the suffering, and that, and it goes, it's here at home, too, for those who are working two or three jobs just to keep off the streets and put food in their kids' mouths. I mean, this is the reality. So the more we realize that, those troops, I'll quote Aaron Watata, who was the first officer to refuse deployment to Iraq, believing that it's a war based on lies. He said that he took his oath to defend the Constitution in defense of the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and that would certainly include those members of the legislative, judicial, and executive branches who are destroying this country and destroying the environment and destroying the world. So we certainly have a common interest, and if we, if we see the humanity in those here at home and overseas, I do hope that that a change can come and come soon.
Yes. Now, in your own situation, I'm absolutely enthralled with your medical and academic credentials. I have some conception only as a layperson as to what it would mean to graduate from medical school at the University of Pennsylvania. And yet,
well, what it means is that I'm in a lot of debt. That's what it means.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've gone to graduate school in theology one more time, and I'm in a lot of debt. So, I don't know. I don't know which of the two of us has less of a chance of getting out of it, but that may be a topic for another show. But yeah, you're not supposed to depress the host on this show. You just
have.
But in regard to this whole situation of your medical career. In your own words, you've put that on hold so you can speak out on the realities of war and occupation. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about that portion of your biography when we come back.
Sure.
This is Mark Ankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be joined by Dr. Dalia Wasfi of LiberateThis.com. Stay tuned.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
you.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
This is Mark Antonoff, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Public Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Dr. Dalia Wasfi of LiberateThis.com. You can see all kinds of things at that website that will enable you to, I think, perceive this present situation in that country in a completely different way from the way it's going to be spun by Fox News and other similar culprits in this entire tragedy. And Dr. Wasfi, as we get back to what we were chatting about before the break, and one of the most fascinating things to me about your website is an autobiographical fact that you've stated, that your medical career is on hold so you can speak out on the realities of war and occupation. Now, obviously, you alluded to the level of academic student loan debt that you have and getting a medical education. I'm dealing with the same thing in terms of having been a graduate student of theology. And obviously there are many other compelling reasons personally why you would want to be pursuing your medical career full bore at this point. And yet obviously you've put it on hold so that you can speak out on the realities of war and occupation. For the listeners, how would you explain and describe what has really motivated you internally on this whole subject and issue?
Well, I was at a point in my residency. I was training at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C., which is a pretty wealthy area and also perhaps therefore a very conservative area. And following the events of September 11, 2001, the amount of racism I encountered, anti-Arab, anti-Muslim racism, really skyrocketed upwards. In addition, I was coming to kind of a crisis in my life on a number of levels, but I was, as the plans were being laid down to invade Iraq use military force against Iraq again, I had a lot of memories from the first Gulf War, and it was very difficult to me, even despite the fact that I knew that there was much suffering around the world on a day-to-day basis. When it becomes personal, and granted that's a selfish act on my part, but I started to recognize that I was delivering anesthesia so people could get their nose jobs done and tummy tucks done. That's not the only thing I was doing, but nevertheless, I was in such an elite world that I became very frustrated with where I was. And in the bigger picture, I had I'd gone into medicine because I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew that that's what my parents wanted me to do. So I really had a crisis of conscience at that time, and I left medicine and was really trying to figure out what to do with my life. And this was September 2002 was when I left, and then in March 16th, 2003, I heard about Rachel Corey, who was a 23-year-old college student from Olympia, Washington, whose response to September 11th was to find out about another culture. And she traveled to occupied Palestine with the International Solidarity Movement. And with her story, she stood up for international law, literally trying to prevent the demolition of the house of a Palestinian pharmacist and his family. And it, she ended up being murdered by an Israeli soldier who was driving an American-made D9 Caterpillar bulldozer. With hearing about Rachel's story, this young woman who went halfway around the world when she could have really turned a blind eye to the horrors of the world, and I thought, you know, I'm sitting here and I have family there. What can I do? And so that was sort of the incentive to go and travel and see my family for the first time in 27 years. And then when I saw how my tax dollars had contributed to their suffering, I wanted to do something with my American privilege to try to help them, and that's really how my speaking started.
Yeah, and you know, this Rachel Corey thing, you know, I remember reading the inside accounts of what really happened over there, some of which were printed in the Washington Report for Middle East Affairs. Mm-hmm. And I guess what makes my blood boil is not simply that this happened, not simply that this quote-unquote ally of the United States did this, and not simply that this was done with a product of the United States made by the Caterpillar Company. But, you know, to me, the silence in the aftermath of that, with several notable exceptions, was absolutely deafening. Where was the President of the United States in that situation? Where was the Congress of the United States? And where was the American media?
Well, they were gearing up for invading Iraq. She was murdered on March 16, 2003, and shock and awe started 3 days later. And while that was more convenient for them, I think, to bury her story, the story of the tragedy that took place, I think that would have happened regardless, because Rachel was this all-American girl, and not that her life is any more or less valuable than any of the Palestinians who are killed by our policies, but she is someone who Americans can relate with. And this is why the Israeli propaganda machine went into overdrive to discredit her. But she's the face of honesty and courage.
Yes, and presumably one of many American young people who either have or will lose their lives in this tragic situation. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio on RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Dr. Dalia Wasfi. You can find her website at liberatethis.com. We have also posted information about this website at Breaking All the Rules News, their main news page. And, of course, when this show is archived with the Republic Broadcasting Network, at some point we will be getting up a description of this show, along with information on our guest today with a URL link to her site, which again is www.liberatethis.com. Wanted to say something about Rachel Corey. As Dr. Wasfi mentioned, her is the inspiration for Dalia's own walk of faith in recent years. It seems to me that this Rachel Corey situation dovetails quite nicely with what Mark Glenn has been researching for the American Free Press on the subject of the USS Liberty and the Israeli attack on that vessel on June the 8th, 1967. If you don't subscribe to AFP, you really should. You can buy it at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS to read from the populist right American perspective what happened in that USS Liberty situation from a very factual perspective. You can go to that website at ussliberty.org and see more of what I'm talking about here. But suffice it to say that whether you look at the USS Liberty and what Mark Glenn is working on in regard to his series on that for AFP, or you're talking about the Rachel Corey tragedy, or speaking about this situation as we have seen it with Iraq since March of 2003, or as we fearfully await what is possibly going to happen in this crisis between the United States and Iran, it never seems to end, folks. And when we ask ourselves who and what is behind this, who and what has the influence in American domestic and foreign policy to enact something that the vast majority of the American people presumably would not support if they understood it,
It only points in one or two directions. We need to understand this stuff. We need to be on top of it. We need to be speaking out while we still can, for the clock, I believe, is ticking toward a much wider tragedy in the Middle East, unless something turns around. Dr. Wasfi, in your own situation, do you believe that your medical career will resume at some point? And if it does, will it have a Middle East context to it?
Yeah, people ask me that, and I say just as soon as this world peace thing is squared away, I'll think about going back to medicine. But at this point, I've become very disillusioned with the American medical system, both its training and its practice. Like most things in this country, it's a business, and the object is to get in as many cases done and patients done and cover as many rooms as possible to make the most money. And I can't work that way. That's just not my personality. I like to micromanage, which, yes, that does mean I'm a control freak, but there's not the time for that. And 9 times out of 10, or maybe more than that, there's no problem. But it's the error that slips, or the patient who slips through the cracks, where mistakes are made. And I'm not one to do that anymore. So that's in my opinion in anesthesiology. There's certainly other areas that I could probably make my own practice and make my own terms, but at this point, it's not where my focus is. It's not where my passion is. And it's hard enough to practice medicine, any kind of medicine, in a relatively safe environment. It's another thing to go where bombs are falling and there's a tremendous lack of resources and personnel and overwhelming mass casualties. So I don't see that in my future at this point, but there are very important organizations out there who do, and some incredibly courageous people who dedicate their lives to that. And I personally, once the occupation ends, I would like to use my connections and my medical path to try to help Iraq's hospitals, which, although once known as the jewel of the Arab world with a first-class range of facilities, according to the World Health Organization, has been unbelievably decimated by our policies, by both the wars we've conducted and by economic sanctions. So I hope to help rebuild the hospitals and restock them as best I can.
Yes, and as I listen to your personal testimony and witness this morning, Dalia, I'm reminded of my guest on Friday, George Cody, who's the executive director of the American Task Force for Lebanon. Dr. Cody was talking about the impact of the dropping of somewhere between 1.2 million and 4 million Israeli cluster bombs in southern Lebanon in the last 48 to 72 hours of that conflict before the ceasefire, the last one. And as I examined some of the things that he had to say that are available on his website, and as, of course, I talked to you and examined the case that you make for what we have done in Iraq, you know, I can't help but wonder if the whole character of America has fundamentally changed. And what I mean by that is I was born in 1955, so I'm substantially older than you are. I remember the America in an earlier time, presumably a better time. I'm not going to romanticize things in our country's historical past that are pretty bad, but nonetheless, remembering the America of an earlier era that I grew up in, it seemed to me that there was more goodness anyway, that there was more of the positive, that there was more compassion in our society than there is now. Are we to see in what has happened in southern Lebanon, what has happened in Iraq, and what might happen in Iran as evidence that there's some sort of a darkening and hardening of in the American psyche and character going on here?
Well, I think that I think people are misguided. I think if they don't have the truth. If they saw the images, if they saw the reality of our foreign policy, and they saw the reality of war. It's very romanticized for us here. And the American troops in the beginning, it was clear that many of them had been everybody was suckered. Especially the what they call themselves as grunts, and that's the ground troops who are paying the highest price. But many of them signed up to get their college paid for, or they signed up in because they wanted to defend the homeland after September 11th. And but at this point, they have, you know, the jig is up. Like, we know the truth. I mean, many people knew it beforehand, but that's why the military is it preys on young and uneducated in the sense that they, you know, they're signing up to get their college paid for, so they haven't been around too long, and they're teenagers, they're kids. But at this point, we know the truth, and those who have served one tour of duty know that this is a war based on lies. They know that that they're not defending freedoms and establishing democracy in Iraq. So I have a lot less compassion for them at this stage in the game, especially if they are on their third or fourth tour of duty. So we have to be honest with ourselves. They are either victims, which I believe many of them have been, or they're heroes. But they are not sacrificing for duty, honor, country. They are sacrificing for Kellogg, Brown, and Root. And we have to come to terms with that. We have to recognize that we're not delivering democracy. We're delivering depleted uranium and cruise missiles. And that is the reality. We are told, we are led to believe that we are helping people. But in reality, we have been lied to. And that's where I encounter people who cannot hear my message, because I think they take it in as me saying, I told you so. I told you there were no WMDs. I told you there were no ties to Al-Qaeda. I told you we didn't need to invade. And while that's not how I deliver the message, for sure, that I think it's understandable that people can hear it that way. So it's not, I think a lot of people mean well. But we've also become more and more materialistic, saying, I'm going to get mine, you know, I don't care if you get yours. But it's all about ownership and property and how many plasma TVs we have and how big our cars are, and with no attention to how much gas we waste. And that has also contributed. But in my mind, when there's a tipping point that most Americans or more Americans get the truth, then I think we can go back to, we will recognize that what we're being told is not how we're seen around the world. Because they said after World War II, they looked at the German people and said, you know, how could you let this happen? And believe me, if your audience members have the chance to travel abroad, ask people what they think of Americans. That's what they're asking of Americans now.
Yes, and again, it seems that we again have this disconnect between the way that Americans are perceived abroad and the way Americans perceive themselves in this country. And again, as you've pointed out on the show already, lots of folks who have not traveled abroad from this country have a hard time perceiving why there is such a negative reaction to us throughout the world, and especially in the Middle East. And this, again, gets back to what I think has been the incredibly perverted slant of the American corporate news media in regard to the way that these issues are presented. Now, as far as the way you perceive this, Dr. Wasfi, do you believe that the United States is fundamentally at the end of its era, end of its time as a world power? And do you think one of the reasons for that may well be that we have, at least in my view, essentially tried to continue the same foreign policy with Persia, Mesopotamia, and Palestine as the British did in the first part of the 20th century?
Absolutely. I mean, it's certain this is the culminating point. But from the beginning, you know, we were, a lot of times the quote-unquote left wants to throw out, let's take our country back. But the reality is, like, you know, we should be giving the country back. It was stolen from the indigenous population here. It was stolen from Mexico. And once we completed Western expansionism, then we continued with the Spanish-American Wars, and it's been building of empire ever since, to the point that we have over 700 bases around the world. So the reality is that this country, unfortunately, was built on genocide and was built on slavery. And we have to come to terms with that. We have to acknowledge all those wrongs in the past. And only then can we recognize that. I mean, we can't fix that, but we can certainly take charge of what's happening today and what's being done in our name. And so that I hope that that it will come to pass that we can be, I mean, we are the wealthiest nation in the world with so many resources, both intellectual and financial, and, you know, we can do so much good in the world, curing AIDS, finding cures for cancers, ending poverty, ending hunger. And that is, I think, what many people believe America represents and should represent. And I would love to naively believe I'll see that in my lifetime.
Well, you know, as you talk about this, it reminds me of what many of my Persian friends that I've known for many years, since the time that my parents were stationed in Iran over 3 decades ago. My Persian friends tell me that there's a fascinating way in which Iran, the average Iranian, perceives the United States. On the one hand, there is an admiration for the U.S. historically, at least in regard to what some Iranians believed to be the case about our Washingtonian, Jeffersonian, Madisonian commitment to freedom, political and economic freedom, and freedom of speech. And so at one level, there's almost a mythological view of this country in a positive way. And then on the other hand, the Iranians have come to see us in the darkest terms in regard to what we did in 1953 in that country, in regard to the things that led up to the Islamic Revolution there in 1978 and 79, and in regard to what they presently see as the thirst of the present administration of the United States for a full-blown war against them. And as I think through this whole thing, it seems to me that this is a rather Manichaean way of looking at something in terms of radical good and evil, the good being romanticized potentially, the evil, in my view, not being exaggerated at all. It's real and it's clinical and it's palpable. When we look at this whole thing then with what we are allegedly considering doing when it comes to Iran, is the rest of the world going to read us as being a people that fundamentally is in conflict between two competing and very different versions of America? When I think of the American Republic, for example, I have a completely different image in my mind of the United States from what I perceive when we think of the American Empire. Is that your own take on this?
Well, I see it from, and take what I say with a grain of salt because it's my perspective having grown up in this country, and I'm a minority woman. And so the founding fathers said all men were created equal, and as recently as the 1970s, they couldn't get the Equal Rights Amendment passed. So, and the reality is that the founding fathers were slave owners. So there's even disconnect in their own workings. I mean, yeah, they talked a good talk, but the reality was that, you know, let freedom ring only went as far as the plantations where the slaves were working. So I see a lot of hypocrisy in what we purport and disconnect between what we say and what we do. So you know, I don't deny that I have freedoms and independence here in the U.S. that I take for granted, that many of us do, because we don't live in a state of war. And certainly, whenever there's lack of law and order, where there is violence, women and children pay the highest price. So that is what our policy, that's what it dictates here at home. Again, the victims of Hurricane Katrina, and that's the message we send abroad. So, you know, I think it will take a broad coalition and a broad union of workers and people just from all different areas to come together and recognize that, you know, we're all in this together, and none of us is getting out of it scot-free. We're all on the same planet, and so we need to recognize that our actions affects everyone else.
Yes, and as I examine your website, and again, I make reference to Dr. Hassan El-Najjar's website at aljazeera.info, this quite clearly depicts the ramifications of American foreign policy in the Middle East in very new and draconian and I think very, very legitimate ways. When we come back, I want to ask you if the same government doing those things abroad might be the same government doing certain things here domestically that are also a danger. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. We'll be back with Dr. Dalia Awasthi of LiberateThis.com. Stay tuned.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today has been Dr. Dalia Awasthi. You can find Dr. Awasthi's website at www.liberatethis.com. She is also a speaker for something called Global Exchange, which you can find if you go first to her website. There will then be a URL click that will take you into Global Exchange. And Dr. Awasthi, I can't help but think that as we look at what has happened in terms of American foreign policy abroad, let's face it, this is the same government that has given us the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act of 2006, that has given us the NSA warrantless spying program and a series of other things that indicate incredible misconduct at the highest levels of the executive branch of our government. Should we make a connection between what we do abroad and what we do at home in regard to the fact that two different constituencies are receiving similar victimization?
Well, yeah, I think it's it's kind of ironic that the troops supposedly were sent to go defend freedom, and while they were gone, we lost so many of our freedoms here. So this is definitely a case of the suspension of the writ of habeas corpus. These are the very basics of the Constitution and the basics of civil liberties and our rights. And so, you know, that's that. Hopefully, that will light a fire under people, because even for myself, when things became personal, when it was my family in harm's way, that's when I stood up to start speaking out. And so I can't hold anybody else to a higher standard. But if we can recognize that every one of us, directly or indirectly, is paying a price, then we will have the incentive to speak out and take more action. So for sure, we will reap what we have sown and what has been sown in our name. And while it is it's a sad outlook, we have to maintain hope. That's how the Iraqis keep going in the midst of utter chaos and misery. And we have sunshine here. And most of us don't have violence outside our windows, and so we have the means and the wherewithal to move forward.
As far as liberatethis.com is concerned, in the next minute or two as we're wrapping things up, what are some of the current activities going on at liberatethis.com, and what do you foresee of your future in the next 6 months or so?
Well, I will keep going as long as there are people out there inviting me to come speak. And I just finished a speaking tour in California. And I think because of the anniversary of the invasion, I've been very busy March and April. And I have a few more events coming up in May and June. But you can find out where I'll be. I was just in Texas, actually, several weeks ago. I was in Dallas and Austin with the Wheels of Justice bus tour. But you can keep track of where I am on the page called Upcoming Talks at Liberate This. And
okay.
I'll just keep going.
Dr. Wasfi, I'd like to thank you for coming on the show. I hope that you and Mark Glenn of American Free Press can get together. He'd like to talk to you. I know Dr. Hesham Talawi of this network and Confused.tv would like to also have you on his show.
I'll be with him tomorrow night, so it's all in the works. Thank you so much.
On currentissues.tv tomorrow night. That's
tomorrow
great.
Night.
I will publicize that on this show tomorrow. God
Terrific.
Bless you. This is Mark Dankoff's America, signing off today live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Look for Dr. Wasfi tomorrow night on Dr. Hesham Talawi's television show, which you can find at currentissues.tv. God bless. See you tomorrow.